Okay, so let's see how many people we've got on here. I was just getting ready to send an email saying we should reschedule, but thankfully the button got pushed. And so everybody,
I was having trouble getting through.
Well, I made a typo on the access code. I transposed the last two numbers the second time I sent it out.
Oh my gosh.
With the agenda, so I apologize for that. The first time I sent it out, I got it right, but anyway. Okay, so we've got Rita, Teresa, Wally, Lyndon. Who else is on the call?
Deb.
Susie.
Deb. Okay, Susie. Hi, Susie. Hi, Deb.
Sandy Wyman. Deb.
Sandy, okay.
Adriana.
Deb.
Adriana. Okay, anybody else?
Nancy's here.
Hi, Nancy.
Ted Weisgall.
Ted, okay.
Is Bill Crozier on?
He was trying. I talked to him. He was trying. I'll call him back and tell him. I'll drop off, call him back and tell him to call.
I'll send him a text. Don't worry about
it. Okay, good. Thanks.
I received a phone call from Dwayne and from V, saying that they couldn't get into the call. They couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, I had the same thing. If they try again, they can do it.
No, Otis needed to flip a switch, and he did it. He did it about 4 minutes ago, just before we did roll call. I called him up because we had the same problem on the Finance Committee meeting and the Development Committee meeting. There's a flip a switch that needs to be flipped if there's no host. And I don't know whether that means because we haven't selected a chair yet, or I don't know exactly what that is, but he flipped the switch and now it's working.
Well, the problem is that there is, because Sandra can see who is in the call. It means that
all I can see is a list of phone numbers.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Supposedly, the people that can see the number, we know some other people that can do that, are the one that can, do whatever they wish.
And I'm sorry, I don't understand your point.
Sounds like a policy issue. Bob Gardner's here.
It sounds like, this is Dwayne, I finally got in. It sounds like some people have access and privilege and others don't. That's what I hear in her statement, and that's what
I heard.
I think everybody has
access, Dwayne.
I didn't.
I wouldn't know how to deny anybody access from where I'm sitting anyway. But I've just resent the number, the correct access code, and Otis has flipped the switch, so it's been done. Everybody should please try to call back in.
How are they going to know?
Well, I just sent another email.
Well, everybody don't monitor emails every minute of the day.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well.
So these are things that would fit my motion very well.
Well, as of the last count, I've been kind of tallying people that called in. Is Susie Moreno on?
Yes.
Susie's
ma'am.
On. So
yes,
far,
Marianne Martinez on.
Marianne has not got on yet.
Okay.
Richard's on.
Okay, Richard. Okay. Is Wendy Schrell on?
I think Wendy is trying to. She sent an email and said she thought it was just me.
Okay.
But I sent another email telling everybody to please try logging in again. I see there's a few more people that have gotten on since I last looked at it. So right now we have Lyndon, Teresa, Rita, Wally, Deb, Susie, Sandy, Adriana, Nancy, Ted, and Richard. Anybody else?
You said Bob, you said Dwayne.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dwayne.
Did you say Bob
Ted Weisgall.
Yeah, I dropped you down, Ted.
You didn't well, call my name.
How many do you have? How many numbers do you have on your list, Sandra?
Patel Adams again?
I have, it looks like 14 people, including myself.
Okay.
Sounds like Patel Adams is now on.
Venetia?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else?
Is Bill on?
Who?
I just got him. This is Marianne.
So Marianne Martinez is on.
Yes.
I will call Bill Crozier from my other phone. I did text him.
I tried 3 or 4 times and I couldn't get in. There's no audio. But now there is, so maybe Bill.
Yeah,
there was a switch that needed to be flipped. Otis flipped it finally, so now there's audio, and I guess we can go ahead and call this meeting to order.
Hello, Mike Lewis is aboard.
Mike, thank you, Mike.
Sandra,
can you anyone? Hear me? Yes, I can hear you, Adriana.
Okay, Sandra. How many people do you have in the call, you said?
Bill is calling you now.
There's 16 now, and Bill will make 17.
It should be 17 already. Can you repeat the name? Because with Mike, it should be 17. Oh, no. I'm sorry. It's 16. 17 will be... 16 is with Mike Lewis.
Adriana, I'll call the roll here in just a minute.
Okay,
I'm waiting for, I think Bill is going to log in. I'm not sure. I haven't heard back from anybody else if they're trying to get in. I know Wendy was, but we might need to text her again. Oh, yay.
Bill's
Wendy.
Here.
Okay,
oh,
Wendy
good.
And Bill. Okay. All righty then. Well, I guess we will call this meeting to order at 1:39 p.m.
Wait,
Central.
Sandra?
Yes?
How do you mute on this? You guys know?
You have to use the mute button on your phone.
Oh, you know I'm dumb. I forgot about that. Thank you. I know how to do that.
Okay. All right. So we'll call this meeting of the Management Selection and Review Committee today, Sunday, May the 3rd at 1:40 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is Sandra Rowland as the convener. And when I call your name, if you'll please just say here or present so I can have an accurate count of who all's on the call. I will start with Teresa Allen.
Teresa Allen is present. Can you hear me?
I can.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Teresa Allen. Rita Washington.
Rita Washington present.
Wally James.
Wally's here.
Deb Shafto.
Present.
Susie Moreno.
Susie Moreno is here.
Adriana Casanave.
Adriana is here.
Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
Sabara Naratomi is here.
I'm sorry if I mispronounced. Ted Weisgall.
Ted is here.
Richard Uzel.
Here.
Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Venetia Patel Adams.
Patel Adams is here.
Lyndon Foley.
Here.
And Sandy Weinman.
Here.
Sandy, okay. Marianne Martinez.
Present.
Mike Lewis. Mike Lewis, are you on mute?
I heard him come in. Oh, there he is.
Okay. And Wendy Schrell?
Here.
Okay. I think that's everybody that, well, if somebody
Bill.
Joined us. And
Bill. Bill Crozier is also here.
Sorry, Bill. Okay.
Did
I guess
you call Bob Gardner?
Oh, Bob Gardner. No, I didn't. Bob?
Present.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Sorry. Okay, so if anybody else wants to join the call, they're welcome to do so, and it will be considered a participant in this call before this meeting is concluded. Okay, so next up on the agenda is, where did I put it? Okay, verify all in attendance. As the convener, I can act as a pro tem chair, or we can elect a pro tem chair.
I move that you act as pro tem chair. This is Alan.
I second that, Deb.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Well, if everybody's here, then why don't we just go ahead and elect chair?
Okay.
Anybody missing?
I'm
Adriana, asking for the floor.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes. According to our standing and special rules, KPFT standing and special rules, that the still in place, the chair very clearly needs to be elected after two or three meetings, because it makes sense. We don't know everybody, some new people here, new members. We need to know during two or three meetings, who do you think that will be the permanent chair? And when we vote for the permanent chair, we'll be in two or three meetings, cannot be today. Somebody
okay, well,
said,
well,
I don't think that's true.
I appreciate that, but if this body decides to elect a chair today, then that is the will of the body, and I will abide by the will of the body.
Good.
So my first question to the body,
Madam Chair,
Adriana, can you let me finish, please? Who among you are interested in being the chair of the MSRC?
I have a nomination,
You can nominate yourself or you can nominate somebody else. Dwayne, I heard you had a nomination.
I believe Adriana asked for the floor before I did.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, Madam Chair. The standing and special rules of KPFT is not for any committee to change it. The committees need to abide by the rules, the standing and special rules. It's nothing that we can do. And we need to change those rules. We cannot do it in a committee. That is our obligation. We are a subcommittee. We cannot decide here that we want to change it. And I don't know what is emergency, because, you know, anybody can be pro tem chair. It's not a problem. After we know, that's why we have a standing and special rules to follow.
Well, the standing and the special rules will need to be addressed in the governance committee. They're not going to be addressed here. And as I stated previously, it's the will of this body whether or not they want to hold the election for the chair today or do it at another date. Right now, my only question is who is interested in being the chair of the MSRC. I'll take nominations, or you can self-nominate yourself.
Dwayne, point of order. Madam Convener.
And Wendy after that.
You're not going to be able to just rule with a heavy hand. Now, if I have to take this to the national board, which we spent a whole lot of time with KPFT and you guys doing things you're not supposed to do. So if you're going to do it that way, let me know now so I can just leave the line, because I'm not going to be a part of this roughshodding and overstepping rules, as I was accused of doing, trying to facilitate the meeting in the first place with all this confusion and late minutes. So just let me know. If you're not going to follow the rules that's on the book because you think the body rules, what the body says, inconsistent with what is written, let me know that now so I can not waste my time, because this meeting is not going to be official anyway.
Alan, for the stack.
Go ahead. I think Bill was before. And Wendy? Okay, Bill, Wendy, and Teresa. Bill, you go first.
Ted would like to be on the stack as well.
I nominate Sandra Rawline for chair or vice or chair pro tem, whatever it is.
The issue has not
point
been
of passed. Order. Point of order. We're not. Yeah, we're not in a discussion about nominations right now.
He's using his technique.
Why not?
Don't worry about it. Let her convene. I have a point of order on this.
Okay, I believe Wendy was next.
I just have a question, because somebody told me that the Finance Committee had chosen a chair this week. Is that not true?
Third meeting.
After three meetings. Three meetings.
What?
According to the special, standing rules.
So point of order, Madam Chair. Adriana Casanave was not recognized.
Thank you.
I didn't hear the answer to my question. Did the Finance Committee already choose a chair?
Yes, they did.
They did, but it wasn't the first meeting. Adriana's going to point out.
It was not the first meeting.
Alan, for the stack.
Like it was supposed to be. That's the point. Not that they chose one, but it was two meetings. Then the third meeting, it was chosen like the bylaws say. So we all.
Alan, for the stack.
And did they do it?
I believe it's your turn, Teresa. Go ahead.
And all that stuff. That's. I mean. That was
Alan for the stack.
Wendy was asking
personal
the question.
Privilege. I cannot hear Wendy when other people
Wendy
are
was
talking.
Asking the question.
Okay, so I'll just.
Yeah, I think Wendy should be able to ask the questions and get them answered.
Okay, let's let Wendy talk then.
Did the Finance Committee, isn't it also in there that they're supposed to vote by single transferable vote and all this stuff that, you know, it could very well be ruled that we don't have to do that if we would all just agree. But I thought that there was more to that procedure than, I don't know about the three meetings, but if nobody objected, we could do that, even if it's in the standing rules, I think.
Yep.
I don't know. Anyway, that's all.
Thank you, Wendy. Teresa, I believe you were next.
Hi. I would like to know where it says in the standing rules that you can't vote for the chair on the first meeting, because it was in the agenda, which was sent out with plenty of notice. Obviously, everybody that's interested in this committee is on. We have 19 people on the call, and notice was given. If the people in the Finance Committee had wanted to vote on a chair at the first meeting, that would have happened. We called the first meeting in the middle of the afternoon to accommodate our business manager, and people said, well, the first meeting is when you determine membership. So I said, well, we'll have a second meeting in the evening, which we did. But to my knowledge, there's nothing to keep us from voting on the chair if notice was given that that's on the agenda and if the majority of the people want to do that today.
Thank you, Teresa. I agree. I look at those standing and special rules as guidelines. There's nothing in there that specifically says you cannot elect a chair. There is nothing in there that specifically says that you have to wait until the third meeting to elect a chair. So I'm back to my original question. Who is interested in being the chair of this committee?
No, you can't overstep, Madam Convener. I had a motion. I had an objection. I stated a rule that was broken, and you are still stepping over it. Now, the reality is that the reason you don't have a chair election at the first meeting because you can't even establish the role until the first meeting. If someone has asked for an excused absence who was previously on this committee, they then would be a part of the second meeting. And
do you have an excused absence requested by someone, Dwayne?
The point is that we have to...
No, the point is that you are delaying the meeting and you're trying to run it yourself.
I tell you what.
So if you don't want to participate in this meeting, then that's fine.
That's good.
But right now, my only question is, who is interested in being the chair of the MSRC committee?
Alan for the stack.
Point of order.
Stack.
anti-vaccine attitudes are as old as vaccine, ever since the
80s. Go ahead, Teresa.
Point of order, Nancy.
Nancy, you'll be after Teresa. Teresa, what else?
Ted was on the stack.
I'm sorry, Ted.
I nominate Marianne Martinez as chair, if she will accept it.
Marianne, do you accept the nomination?
Ted never got to speak.
I thought I was muted. May I speak, Madam Chair?
We're waiting for Marianne Martinez to say whether or not she accepts the nomination as chair.
Ted was on the stack.
Ted was on the stack.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had my phone muted. Yeah. I'll pick the nomination.
Thank you, Marianne. Ted, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I would like to read to you from the Standing and Special Rules, page 6 of 16. This was a rule that was established in April of 2004, and says, Section 1, Establishing Committees. The chair of the LSB, in setting up a committee, shall select a convener who shall act as chair pro tem. Within a few meetings, the committee will choose a chair who will then be voted on by the LSB at the next meeting. This is not within a few meetings. Also, I would like
it
to
isn't.
Point out...
How is one not within a few?
Wait a minute, Deb. Go ahead, Ted. Finish.
I would also like to point out that when people are nominated, seconds are not required. So you don't need to ask and waste your time with seconds.
Okay, fine. Thank you, Ted. I would also like to add to what you just stated. Nobody on the LSB that I'm aware of voted for the chair of the Finance Committee. Only the people on that committee voted for the Finance Chair. So I think the same rule applies here, that the people that are on this call can choose to vote if they choose to do so today, or they can postpone it. We have a nomination for Marianne Martinez. She's accepted that nomination. Is there anyone else who is interested in serving as the chair of the MSRC?
Madam Chair, I'm asking for the floor.
Go ahead, Adriana.
What you just stated is incorrect, because what he had just read from the standing and special rules is the time need to be two or three meetings, some meetings. That's unsaid. And it's true, after that, after two or three meetings, the members of that committee, the one that had the voting right, those members will select a chair. That is what he read. Then what you said is not true. The Finance Committee select a chair after three meetings, okay?
According the entire to the- LSB did not vote on the chair of the Finance Committee, to my knowledge. If
I'm
incorrect, then please enlighten me.
Can you refrain yourself from interrupting? I know that you can. But can you let me finish?
Go ahead.
Okay. Like I said before, it's not the LSP that voted for the chair. The committee members will vote for the chair, but according to the rules, need to be after a few meetings, once that the membership is established. Okay? That's
the
what standing- I said.
Okay,
Alan for the stack.
Thank
Deb
you.
For the stack.
Alan,
yes, Patel,
standing
Patel,
within
Patel.
A few meetings. It does not say the first meeting. It does not say the third meeting. It says within a few meetings. The first meeting can be considered within a few meetings.
That's ridiculous.
So are there anybody else that is interested in being the
That's
chair?
That's ridiculous, and you know it.
Patel, Adams to the stack, please. I'd like to have the floor.
Go ahead.
So I have previously chaired the MSRC, for y'all that don't know, for 2 years. It's an extremely hard committee to chair. It's really nonsensical for us to just vote in a chair right now. I'm telling you, whoever becomes chair, you're going to have so much work ahead of you. we need to evaluate who would be better based on, like, our first few meetings and see how we interact with each other. I think it'd be good for us to elect a pro tem chair to see how they do. It's not a good idea to elect a permanent chair right now, especially for this committee. This committee is extremely hard to run.
Thank you. Anybody else want to be on the stack?
Yes, Nancy.
Alice, go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, I said point of order like two or three times. And
I apologize. I apologize. Go ahead. You have the floor now.
First, before you take people who are on the stack. And we have not agreed to the agenda. We've only done roll call, and then we started, you know, you were asking for talking about an election. We're not doing in a proper way. To ignore standing rules that were voted on by the LSC.
Not ignoring standing rules.
I wish you would not, you know, interrupt like that, Sandra, as if your voice is more important than mine. Is that what
go ahead.
You think? Okay, so these standing rules are not something to be, you know, just thrown away and set aside. A lot of work went into them in the governance committee, and then the LSB went over them and voted them, and we have been operating with these standing rules for a long time. It's not up to a majority vote.
We are still operating within the standing rules, Nancy. I'm sorry if you disagree. Teresa, I think you're next on the stack.
Wayne to the stack.
Okay.
And I think Bob was on there too as well.
No.
Patel Adams has a point of order. Patel Adams has a point of order.
Go ahead with your point of order.
So according to the agenda, and obviously as it is with all committee meetings, we should be electing a pro tem chair right now. Sandra, I appreciate everything you're doing, but technically right now you're not even the pro tem chair.
No, I'm the convener.
Convener.
We'll stick to this.
So, okay, so there was a nomination to elect me as pro tem chair. I accept the nomination as pro tem chair.
So
we have a vote?
No, I have a nomination.
You have a nomination? Go ahead.
Rita Washington.
Okay, Rita Washington and Sandra Rollin have both been nominated as pro tem chair. Rita, do you accept the nomination as pro tem chair? Hello, Rita. I think you might be muted.
Hello. This is Rita.
Hi. Hi. Yes. Do you accept the nomination as pro tem chair, Rita?
Sure. Not a problem.
Okay, thank you. So are there any other nominations for pro tem chair?
Adriana is asking for the floor.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, Matthias, I think that I know that some of us are not, you know, so clear for some of you, but Nancy Saibar and Aritomi, LSB member, in this call, she pointed that we need to have an agenda, because if we don't, we need to vote the pro tem chair and approve the agenda, because the agenda that you sent is being called draft agenda, meaning that the body need to accept it, okay?
Thank you, Adriana. Do you have someone you want to nominate as pro tem chair?
No, Madam Chair.
Okay, so right now we have two people that have been nominated and accepted, Rita Washington and myself, Sandra Rollins. So we go to a vote. Does anybody object to voting for either Rita or myself as pro tem chair? Hearing no objections, we will vote.
I object. You need a secretary. We need a secretary, a pro tem secretary. I'm sorry.
I'm acting as the pro tem secretary right now, Nancy.
So you're doing it all.
Well, let's vote on the chair, pro tem chair, and then we can vote on pro tem secretary.
There you go. Okay, so all who would like to vote for Rita Washington as the pro tem chair, I'm going to call your name, and you say yes or no. Okay, so we have...
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Who's speaking?
Richard.
Richard, go ahead.
Why don't you just go through the list and let people name who they want to vote for?
That's more efficient.
Okay, thank you. That's more expeditious. So let's start with Dwayne.
Rita Washington.
Okay, Venetia Patel. Adams.
Rita Washington.
Marianne Martinez.
Sandra.
Yes.
Well, that's who I'm voting for.
Your vote. Thank you. Okay, Mike Lewis.
Can I hear that again?
Mike Lewis.
Sandra.
What?
Thank you.
What answer?
Bill Crozier.
Point of order. What answer?
We're in the middle of a vote, Bob.
I don't know. Here's Sandra. Bill Crozier.
Wendy Schrell. Thank you. Wendy Schrell.
Sandra, but I think this is ridiculous.
Bob Gartner.
Rita Washington.
Okay. Lyndon Foley.
Sandra.
Teresa Allen.
Sandra.
Rita Washington.
Washington.
Wally James.
Sandra.
Deb Shaftow.
Sandra.
Susie Moreno.
Rita.
Sandy Weinman.
Sandra.
Adriana Casanave.
Rita.
Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
Saibara Naratomi. Rita Washington.
Ted Weisgall.
Rita Washington.
Richard Uzel.
Sandra.
And myself, Sandra, is voting for myself. So we have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight people that have voted for Rita, and I will name them. Dwayne, Venetia Patel Adams, Bob Gartner, Rita Washington, Susie Moreno, Adriana Casanave, Nancy, and Ted have all voted for Rita. And we have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11 that have voted for me. So that makes me the chair pro tem. All right, now everybody wants to approve the agenda. The agenda as it now stands that was sent out initially but was updated earlier today is to elect the chair pro tem, elect the chair, elect the secretary, select a regular meeting date and time. One of the other things that I added earlier today was the situation with Judon's illness, and if we could get a report from someone who knows what's going on with that. And then lastly, to list goals and time frames in which to achieve them. So that puts us now at electing a
Adriana for the chair.
So who is interested in serving as the pro tem secretary?
Adriana for the stack with the point of information, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Adriana.
When did you send this agenda that you just said that you sent?
It was sent a little bit before 1 o'clock this afternoon, I believe, the updated one.
So then
that was because I just learned about Judon's illness, and I don't know any of the details, and I think we need to address what's going on there. But right now we need to find a pro tem secretary. So I'm opening the floor to nominations or volunteers.
Point of information, yeah. Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Madam Chair, can you tell us the date that you sent out the original agenda?
The original agenda was sent out I believe it was the 20, let me look. I believe it was the 28th or the 29th of April. Or actually, no, I think it was the 23rd. I would have to look and see, but let me see if I can find it.
Is that critical right now?
No, it's really not critical, but the original agenda was sent and an updated one was sent today.
Adriana,
so April 22nd.
We're back to where we were a minute ago. Is there anyone interested in serving as the secretary pro tem of this committee?
Madam Chair, can you hear me? But I'm asking for the floor.
Are you going to nominate or volunteer someone to?
Are you hearing me when I'm asking for the floor?
I heard you. I'm addressing you. Are you going to nominate or volunteer to be secretary?
You interrupting me? Are you allowing me to say what I want to say?
Okay, what do you want to say, Adriana?
Madam Chair, the first point is approving the agenda. And I personally object for two reasons. Because electing chair is not, according to our rules, I'm talking about illnesses in open meeting of employees. I do not believe that is what we should be doing.
Well,
Maybe we should be wasting time.
I think we've already established that the standing rules are a guideline. They are not set in stone. They do not say that we cannot elect a chair at this meeting, but that is going to be the will of this body. Right now, I need to find out who is interested in serving as the interim or pro tem.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay. I move that we approve the agenda as just read.
Madam Chair, I object.
I move that we vote on approving the agenda as just read.
Unless there are amendments to the agenda.
No? I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
Madam Chair, this is Nancy. You do not need a second in a committee.
Okay, thank you.
Saying that kind of thing in a meeting, I don't think you should. This is not an executive session.
It's just outright wrong. They don't care.
Point of order.
Okay.
This is Chad.
There has been a motion on the floor to approve the updated agenda. I will read the list of people. Yay or nay is your response.
I would like to speak against the agenda.
Go ahead, Ted.
I would like to see on the agenda a report from our last meeting that we can approve so that it can go to the local station board. I would like that added to the agenda.
And who might have such a report?
I don't know.
Alan for the stack.
Washington for the stack.
Okay, Teresa and then Rita.
Madam Chair, I believe that maybe Rita Washington was the chair of the last MSRC, so if she doesn't have it today, maybe someone can come up with it for the next meeting.
No, ma'am. Rita Washington was not the last chair of the MSRC.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
It was Benicia Williams. But is it my turn, Madam Chair?
I'm sorry. You were breaking. Go ahead.
Thank you so much, Madam Chair. I have a question as a not new member, but what is the purpose of why have standing and special rules if we're not going to abide by them? What is the point of us having these meetings that you're not going to do. We're supposed to do one committee elects a chair, three meetings. This committee is going to elect a chair, this meeting. All of the inconsistency. Why is that? Why do we have to rush to do a chair at this meeting? We can continue to elect chair pro tem, as I've seen this at the national level, until we get to see how people are going to interact with each other so that we can determine if we want those persons to be the chair. I know that we all have our favorites and our friends, but I am trying to be as fair in the process as possible. And to have me to vote for a chair today, I don't think it's fair when no matter who may vote. And I know one person said they would take the nomination. I have not ever seen that person other than at the first LSB meeting. So before I would feel right about voting for anyone, why do we have to rush and vote today? Why can't
we don't. We don't, Rita. We don't have to do anything. We can just bicker back and forth and not get anything done if that's what y'all want to do. Right now, I'm trying to get an approval for the agenda. Ted has stated his objection. You've stated yours. Adriana has stated hers. Anybody else want to object to the agenda?
But I didn't have a response. I didn't have a response to that.
Hello?
I did. I asked the question, and I did not get a response. Why the inconsistency amongst the two most important committees, according to the rules, and then why the urgency? And I did not get
Lyndon to the stack. Lyndon to the stack.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
I would just say,
Rita finished, or does Lyndon get to talk over Rita?
I thought she. Yeah, I think she was finished, Nancy. She was still talking over me.
Madam Chair, thank you.
Thank you, Rita. Go ahead, Lyndon.
Now, why there's inconsistencies in how the two committees are doing something, I can't answer that. But I can say that within a few weeks, week one is within a few weeks by anybody's interpretation of it.
Mm-hmm.
Point of information. This is Susie.
Go ahead, Susie.
Did the standing rule say within a few meetings or within a few days?
Rules state within a few meetings.
Okay, then that's what it is, Lyndon. A few meetings, not a few days.
So it can be
one meeting, or it can be three meetings, or it can be five meetings. There's nothing that says it has to be the third meeting.
Point of order, this is Patel Adams.
I had the floor, and I'm not finished.
Go ahead, Susie.
So if it was within one meeting, it would have said at the first meeting. If it was within two meetings, it would have said within a couple of meetings. A few meetings is more than one, more than two, three or more.
Alan for the stack.
That's what the English teacher should know.
Are you finished,
Susie? Now I'm finished, but that, you know I
thank
want
you. Okay, I think it was Teresa that's next on the stack.
And
then okay. Wendy.
I want to say that I think that the purpose of the standing rule saying that the chair should be selected within a few meetings is an attempt to make sure that you have a committee that doesn't have a chair for an endless period of time. So I would think that let's let the majority of we are within the rules of the stand within the goals of the standing rules that we can select a person today, especially if it has been noticed in the agenda, which was sent out, I believe, over a week ago on the 22nd of April, and that we should let the majority rule. So those people who are coming up with objections, I would ask, do you not believe in majority rule and fairness?
No, because that's how racism works. No, majority rules is how racism works.
Okay. Orders of the day, folks. Let's get back
for the race card.
Wendy was next on the stack. Go ahead, Wendy.
I want back on the stack, Susie.
Okay, so the reason that I ran for this board, even though I really didn't want to be on it, and you're reminding me why here, is that I watched the dysfunction and non-helpfulness of this LSB all last year and the year before. I wanted to try and be helpful in getting people together again, or maybe never had been together. I don't know. Pretend like we don't even know each other. We should be able to work together. And I see now that, I've watched this year. We were elected months and months ago, and we haven't even done the very first thing.
Exactly.
When we got a temporary manager last year, an interim manager, Obadike, this board didn't do anything to try and get him finalized, which would have helped him, and he might still be the manager. Now here we are, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one. Now we're on our fourth interim manager who still has not been regularized. This committee needs to get going right now. That is why I would vote for it to go ahead and have the.
Thank you, Wendy. I believe Susie said she wanted back on the stack, and was that Dwayne just then?
Yeah. Dwayne.
Okay, so Susie and then Dwayne.
So
did I miss somebody?
Yes, Adriana, for whatever reason.
Adriana, you can go after Dwayne. So Susie, Dwayne, Adriana. Go ahead, Susie.
Yes, I'm questioning Teresa because she says she's assuming. We can't assume. That's why we have standing rules, and we should follow them as they have been written. We can't assume, and we can't assume because that's why we have a problem. And Wendy's right. But, Wendy, that this has happened a long time, and there's never been complete agreement. And there never will be anywhere. But if we follow the rules exactly as they're written, standing rules, Robert's rules, all of us, every one of us, then we can get something accomplished.
Okay, thank you, Susie. Dwayne, I believe you're next.
Yes, I would want to put notice to the committee that this illegality and object just disregarding of standing rules when they've been cited twice will be brought to the PNB, and I expect that this meeting and this action will be null and void. Second, I will point out, Wendy, appreciate your comments and your observations, but the fact that Dr. Kamau was in for only 3 months, and it's impossible to regularize someone in 3 months, and then Bill Crozier fired him basically without cause.
Point of order.
Okay,
Point of order.
Point of order.
You're out of order.
Among this body, and the consistency doesn't have anything to do with whether or not we want to do the right thing.
If you want to do the right thing, you would be quiet and wait to be recognized.
I have been recognized.
Can you please mute, Madam Chair? Can you please mute those who are talking?
You're disrespecting me when I have the floor, so you're the one out of order. So don't be a hypocrite. And the reality is, when people say things you don't like, you think you can call point of order because you don't like what
they're saying. Point of order, Madam Chair.
That is not what democracy, and that is not what a meeting is about. Close your ears if you don't like what a person is saying. But I'm
point of order, Madam Chair. Allen for the stack.
I'm speaking the truth, and I appreciate when you need and request that we act civil. We need to respect the rules and just not willy-nilly go around them when it's not convenient for us and then cite somebody else for doing something wrong. That's called hypocrisy.
Okay, Dwayne, thank you for your comment. I believe Adriana was next, and then Teresa had a point of order.
That comes first, doesn't it?
Yes.
And Deb had a point of order as well. So, Teresa?
Washington to the stack, please, Madam Chair.
Okay, so Teresa, Deb, Rita, who else?
You forgot me. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear who just spoke.
Sandy Wyman for the stack.
You gave me the floor.
Now Teresa, we're just trying to establish who all is going to talk next, Adriana. I've got you, then Teresa, then Deb, then Rita, then Sandy. Okay, go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, first, the point of personal privilege to start before, because can you ask the people to mute? Not to use this. They don't mute, and when they don't like who's speaking, they make noises. You are the pro tem chair. Please be sure that people follow the rules. That is the first thing. Second, Madam Chair, what was said is not true. Wendy, I agree with you, but the problem is when the majority, and the majority, you know, is a pendulum. Majorities or minorities change permanently. That's why we have rules, bylaws, standing rules, regulations, proper rule of order, and the idea is that doesn't matter who is in the majority, that person, that group, need to abide by the laws and rules and regulations. If you have majority, you ask why nothing is being done. Last year, you have a super, super majority, and you were doing everything against any rules and any bylaws. But you didn't accomplish anything in the LSE. And the reason was because when you are in a tyrannic attitude, when you are a hypocrite and you apply the rule...
Point of order, Madam Chair. Point of order.
Madam Chair, once that
That's
somebody...
No point of order.
They need to wait for the chair to give them the floor. Teresa Allen should not...
No, you don't wait on a point of order.
Point of order.
It's up to the
chair. If it's a real point of order.
I'm going to ask that everybody abide by decorum. When everybody starts talking over everybody, then I can't hear what's being said. And I would also respectfully request that people refrain from personal attacks against other people on this committee or who have been previously on the LSC, the PNB, or any other committee. What's done is done. We're not going backwards. We're going forward. Or at least that's my goal today. So next up is Teresa.
I finished.
What
Madam,
do I need
Madam,
to say,
Madam
Adriana?
Chair, my point of order is.
Hold on a second. Let Adriana finish whatever she has to say.
Not if she continues to attack what happened last year.
Well, I've just asked people to please stop. So no attacks. Adriana, what else do you have to say?
Like I said, please, Madam Chair, ask Teresa to abide for all the rules. She's given the floor. She cannot overtalk over people.
I've already done that, Adriana.
People.
What else do you have to say?
She's not doing it, and you are allowing that to happen. Like I said, Madam Chair, like I was trying to explain, the problem is when you are trying to rush through, to run to meetings because you have a small majority that and broke every possible rule, that is the problem. All of us know that we cannot talk because it's a liability for this foundation if we talk about personnel. We cannot talk about personnel in an open meeting. You should know better. You are a fiduciary responsibility with this foundation. And then please do not do it.
Thank you. Next is Teresa, then Deb, then Rita, then Sandy. And I think Bill wants to be on the stack as well.
As I
Bob
said,
was before Bill.
Okay, Bob. Okay, so Teresa's next.
Me?
Teresa has the floor now.
Teresa.
Yes. As I said before, the purpose of the, as I understand the standing rules, the purpose is to select a chair fairly quickly. And I think when it says within the first few meetings, it the intent is that you not have a committee that continues for so long and you don't have a chair. I also kind of, as I understand it, it makes it sound like when Ted read it, that the LSB needs to approve the chair. So I think that we should move on fairly quickly because we don't want to take forever to
to start the process of finding a general manager, a permanent one. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. Deb, you're next.
Teresa covered it. Thank you.
Rita, you're next.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to be clear. Just because you don't have a quote-unquote chair does not mean the MSRC cannot move forward. The chair does just that. They conduct the meeting. They don't do the work of the MSRC. The MSRC does the work. We set the agenda. We do it. So if we have a chair pro tem for a few meetings, then fine. We can still move forward with what we need to do in response to you, Wendy. The chair does not, that's not the chair's responsibility to handle the work of the MSRC. It's the MSRC's responsibility. We are the ones that are supposed to do the work. The chair is supposed to make sure that we follow the agenda, whatever we set as the agenda, as the MSRC. We're putting all of this on the chair like the chair drives the process. We drive the process, not the chair. The chair only does that. He or she chairs the meeting. And we need to be clear on that so that we can really move forward.
And so okay, are you...
I'm not finished. I don't say anything when anyone else talks. So the least everybody can do is give me the same respect.
Okay. Okay, go ahead. Are
you
finished?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have chaired the MSRC committee. And I did not just go into it. We had a pro tem chair, and then after a few weeks we did. But it didn't stop the meeting from going forth, the work from going forward. We acted like if we don't elect the chair today, we can't do anything as the MSRC. That's totally wrong. That's incorrect. And then the second point is I'm still of the fact, why have room and all of these things that we're not going to abide by them. If the PNB can conduct this business with pro tem chairs, which I know it did on last year, and it conducted a lot of business. So it's not whether or not you have a pro tem chair, it's whether or not the committee wants to really move forward. Thank you, Madam President. I'm done.
Thank you, Rita.